Okay.
He does come here and just starts smacking some people on the face.
So you head to the Sleeping Giant.
Yeah.
The Sleeping Giant is a ramshackle tap room at the east end of town.
It stinks.
Four human ruffians linger on the covered porch, perched on empty ale barrels or leaning against the wall. They all wear grimy scarlet cloaks. Their sullen stares fixed on you as you approach. One of the thugs spits on the ground and says, "Well, well," he snarls. "Here's a whole pack of little puppies. What do you want, puppies? Come here to bark at us?"
As the dragonborn...
I'm trying to say, we are an intimidating group of people.
Yeah, but these guys don't seem intimidating. So, or intimidated. So I would try to just take a step forward. And I'll try to get that intimidation factor off. Can I do that? Or are they not afraid?
Well, just stepping forward is...
What do you have on intimidation? Because I have +3 on my intimidation.
I got 2.
All right, man, go ahead and try it.
Well, D20.
If you don't, I'm definitely...
Before he does that, I would like to use my thaumaturgy.
Thaumaturgy?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Man, he's about to do a big boss move. And I
All right, you know what? Let him do his boss move.
I'm not familiar with what you... I don't know what I'm about to do yet, so... You know,
I'm just saying. I was feeling the move. I was going to take my rapier out and point him with the sharp end.
Poke his belly. Stab everything into the ground. Take the...
I want to use my thaumaturgy and have my voice boom up to 3 times as loud as normal for a minute. And I'm just going to say... We have questions. We need answers. You're going to give them to us.
Roll intimidation.
Thank God.
What's that roll?
D20 plus your intimidation.
Oh, me.
D20. Oh, I'm using this one. Intimidation. Where is that? Right there. +2. Oh,
man. Don't have a voice crack.
19 plus two. Okay, 21.
Give me 1 second. Ooh, that's a...
I was a little worried. Because first of all, what you said was kind of boozy. You know what?
Sometimes you just have to spell things out.
You know, you
say what it is.
You got your Ant Man working, so your voice, you can project your voice louder.
Mm-hmm. Ant Man doesn't have a comma.
Ant Man doesn't have. He just talks. He booms his voice.
That's America's.
They're not so slick now. They're like, whoa. So we're not looking for trouble. Just want to know what the hell you're doing in our tavern.
Trouble's my middle name, and I'm here to get a drink.
We don't want trouble either, but we'll make trouble.
We do want trouble. Move. Move out the fucking way.
I don't want to make trouble. I just want some ale.
All right. We're looking for the Rembrandts, or the Redbeards, the Red Barons. Whoever, you guys look like you're red.
You wear red cloaks.
We're wearing red cloaks, man.
You know what I mean.
Bring me to your leader, to your boss. Open the doors. Take us to the boss.
Okay.
Worst part about a group is no one knows who the leader is.
Well, we let him lead until he gets us killed, and then he's not leader anymore.
No. All right.
Ghost leader.
Spots open.
Seat open for the leader.
Now, I was saying that it would make sense for the wizard to take point because we are, again, that motley crew. We're a scary lot.
Before you kind of get up in their face, you kind of insult them, call them the red this, red that.
You insult them.
Call them puppies.
But he's definitely intimidating. So, look, my boss is a wizard named Glassstaff.
Okay. Let's go inside.
You don't want to mess with him. He will.
Ugh, come on.
He will take you out.
Okay, we've heard this before. Let's go.
Is he inside?
Yes. He said no. He's not inside.
Yes. No. He's not.
He's inside. Let's go inside the Sleeping Giant. Well, go. No, man. Don't make me kick this door down.
You've got these guys successfully intimidated. If you want to ask questions, now's the time.
Where's?
All right. These are the guys. Where's the black spider?
Black spider?
No.
They look kind of shocked at each other because like, how the hell do you know about the black spider?
Doesn't matter how we know.
Give me a name. Give me a location.
We don't have a name or location.
Give me location.
Yeah, well, we were told we could make a deal with him.
He says...
We're supposed to make a deal with him if we can't find him.
Yeah,
he says someone named the Black Spider hired the Red Brands, frighten off adventurers, and to pressure the locals. He says we don't know why. He said he sent extra muscle to help beef up the Red Brands in this endeavor. He says, but I don't know who he is. I don't know where he is.
Where's the leader of the Red Brand? The glass staff.
Where's Glass Staff? Obviously, we're talking to the henchman.
I know.
That's you got to stop talking to the henchman. We're talking to the boss.
That's why I want to talk to the boss. Yeah,
no, you asked for the Black Spider from the henchman, and they're already in.
Everybody knows something.
Okay, he says, look, he says the Red Brands hang out in the basement area underneath Tresendar Manor. He says, you'll probably
transgender manor.
You can usually find Glassstaff there. He says, but he goes, the complex is guarded by this hideous eye monster.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Obviously, we're not intimidated by
let's
much.
Go. We'll leave. If we find out that you're selling us wolf tickets, we will come back.
And you don't want that.
You're he coming says with what a us. Booming voice.
Yeah, you want to bring one of those suckers with
you,
us?
You're coming with us.
See, I'm not going anywhere.
Hey, man, you're coming with us.
Lead us. No, intimidation go, factor.
Police!
Demeturgy. Come on. Let's go.
I don't work in this town.
Not coming?
Well, you're trying to kidnap one of them now. That's a little bit more than their...
yeah, let's not...
Oh,
let's
we
not.
Don't know where we're going. You know, you can leave us.
It's right there. Single see, dirt look, road going straight.
Might, I can see really want to lead us, you might want to offer him some coin. Maybe. Or else we could just go and look for us. It can't be that hard to find.
I can see it from here. I'm looking at the building, then the gates. It's right here.
Well, you know how it is when you go somewhere new. If you have someone that's been there before.
You can't get into the club unless you got the girls, right?
Listen, man. I'm going to go into this.
You know, attempting to kidnap one of the guys, you're basically going to pick a fight.
Okay. Why don't you guys...
Intimidation, you can get information, you can scare them, you can tell them to back down. But no, once you start committing capital offenses, they're going to take action.
Okay, how about this?
I am the law.
I'm going to go ahead and while you guys figure out what you guys are going to do here, I'm going to try to sneak into the building.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and use my
You're going to sneak into stealth, which building?
Tresendar Manor.
Tresendar.
That has the eyeball monster and all that stuff.
Well, we have to go to the basement room, so.
I'm going to sneak in and...
That back road looks like a...
Tresendar Manor is actually a ruins. He did say they were underneath Tresendar Manor, but Tresendar Manor itself is actually ruins.
Okay.
So you can see the roofs collapsed on the...
Right. Picture.
It's
I'm going to sneak in.
Okay.
Sneaking into the basement, find my
Go
way.
Go ahead and roll stealth.
We're going to walk right in through the front door.
Plus six, just is guarded by a big eyeball monster. All right, I'm sneaking around hill. Good fight.
I once Plus seen six. Harley Quinn throw a javelin in some monster's 15. Eye.
15.
It comes out and tells you Jabba's not home.
R2 D-Toa.
R2 D-Toa. Okay, you sneak in. You're moving around. Like I said, it's morning, so the light's coming through the big holes in the ceiling and.
Wherever there's a shadow, wherever there is, I'm all in it, blended.
There's nobody in the manor.
I try to make my way down into the bay. I look around for the basement access.
Okay, this is a pretty big manor. It's going to take you some time. Search the place. Where do you guys want to do in the meantime?
Yeah, we're going to
walk up.
Well, I would like to walk up to the front door with anyone who would like to follow
along.
Yeah,
man, I know.
Yeah, we'll try to find our own way in.
Yeah.
Well, I already went. I'm already inside.
Yeah.
Okay. Open the damn door, fool.
Open it up. You can either break open the door or like walk 6 feet through the big hole in the wall and just walk in.
Oh, see, that's the plan.
Right, this place is in ruins.
Yeah, when I left, you guys were trying to intimidate.
I waved my hands, the make the wall disappear, except there was already not a wall there. Look at this. Magic, guys. Come on, let's go.
All right. Power, you know what? I'm going to follow this guy.
Look.
You know what?
It's unlocked.
I'm going to search for access to thy basement.
Roll survival. D20 plus your survival.
I'm a survivor. What do I have?
Oh, you
five? Might
step on a booby trap.
I've got a 5 here. D20?
Yes.
Plus 5? 11.
16?
No. 11.
11 total.
You still find tracks. You do find tracks leading to the back corner of the manor. Mm-hmm. That's north, so southeast corner of the manor. And if you follow those tracks...
Following tracks.
You see that there is descending stairs down to the basement.
So no, there's not even a hatch.
Large and I couldn't find it. He just walked in.
Well, you're searching room by room, whereas he's following tracks.
Hey,
yeah, baby. Nah,
that's what the ranger does.
What the ranger does.
Finds the way.
What kind of tracks are they?
The basement's not at the second floor.
Can I detect what type of tracks they are? Are they normal human tracks? Or
they look like human tracks.
They were my tracks. You followed me to the damn
No, I did not.
Yes, that was the question. Are we following him in circles? What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm saying, Jesus Christ, I was in here. Okay.
Are they fresh tracks? Are they tracks of my friend?
You guys over there trying to get the bouncer to come in here.
You're looking at the entire manor is like... not only is it separate rooms, it's 150 feet by at least 70 feet. It's a lot of ground cover if you're going to search the whole place.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
He just went straight. He just found the tracks and followed them to the back corner.
There you go.
You didn't go in there and look for tracks. You went in there and looked around.
Guys,
I looked around.
Follow me.
The basement.
All right, we're gonna stealthily. Well, I am going to stealthily go down.
I figured it'd be
the
you
stairs.
Know,
on my ground. Are we gonna line like the Scooby-Doo gang? That's
good. Yeah,
I am the point man.
It's okay.
Okay, the door opens onto a 5-foot-wide landing, 15 feet above a large cellar, with stone steps descending to the floor in 2 short flights. Another door stands between the stairs to the north. A large stone cistern occupies the western part of the room, whose walls are lined with kegs and barrels.
Ooh, we found the booze.
Hey, so those Rembrandt guards were pretty full of shit about the eye monster out front guarding this place, right?
He didn't say it was out front guarding the place. He said it was underneath, guarding the basement.
Now we need to proceed with caution.
I'll go first.
He never said they were up in the tavern.
Yeah.
You see, he wasn't up in the manor. He said that there's an eye monster in the basement guarding the place.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to advance deeper in the depths.
Okay.
Now, normally I would search for traps and such and have somebody else do that. But if we already know there's an eye monster beneath us, they probably didn't set up too many traps on the way to get to the eye monster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they watched it get there so they could feed their pet or whatever. Wait, are we sure we're not in Jabba's palace? Which game are we in? Which universe did we wind up in this time?
I'm saying.
Is there a guy
who's all feeling freaking familiar?
Okay, so this side of the room, steps going down.
Am I in a computer program? 20 years in the past.
This side of the room, you got a large cistern. It's like a large pool. It's got clean, fresh water. And there are barrels on either side. And there is a door on the north side of the cistern.
All
right. So you can search if you want.
Yeah, I think it's spelled out pretty easily. Let's get to that.
I
want to
use my survival and search.
Okay, well, you what are you searching for? That's a survival. It's like if you're looking for tracks.
I'm looking for tracks or...
For traps or secret doors or anything like that, you want to use perception.
Oh, then I'll use my perception then.
Okay, go ahead, search.
+3?
Yes.
I got a 7. Total.
Okay, seven total.
Why are you holding on to the wall? There's nothing there.
It's my first time here.
All right. You notice that in the barrels, they contain salted pork, beef, flour, sugar, apples, and ale.
Mm. Okay.
The water looks drinkable, but you don't see anything hidden. No traps that you could find. No.
So is this like a very large food store? Where is this like the town?
No, no. Not the whole town, but it looks like you feed quite a few people.
Quite a few people. But does it look like somebody's hoarding?
Well, yeah, but it's like they have food and then they're going to have whatever they got going on. That doesn't make any sense. Somebody could just come down here and take the food.
I don't think everybody's afraid.
Maybe there's an eye monster that just likes adventurer pot pie.
Mm. That's possible. Not, what'd you say, adventurer pot pie?
Yeah, he did.
Instead of regular food.
Oh, there it is.
That's true.
Oh, now.
And maybe he's on a 10. I'll use my perception and look for what Quellen could not find.
No, you can't be that vague. What do you want to look for, Ralph?
I'll look for traps and hidden doors.
Okay, give it a try.
All right, plus 5.
9.
Total.
9 total.
You don't find any secret doors. You don't find any traps.
Guys, there's nothing around here.
Yeah, go to the station.
Shit.
Okay, so you found the storeroom. Yeah. Like I said, there's fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
There's provisions. Looks like there's a door near the stairwell, and there's a door at the opposite side of the room. So you have two possible exits this place. You can go west or you can go north.
I want to go north, but I want to pull my bow out.
Okay. North. How about we just open both doors and see where what it looks like, and then if it looks bad, we'll close the other one.
Okay.
Hmm. How far apart are these doors? Are they like on either side of the...
Well, one's on the north side and one's on the west side, so...
One is, they are... Let's see, I can tell you exactly how far apart they are.
5 feet?
35 feet apart.
Jesus.
Hmm. All right, it's not bad in case we had to make a run for it. Oh,
So, west or north? And you're in the southeast corner of the building.
I'm heading north, taking the wizard with me.
Of course you would. You know what? We're going to take the west side. Let's go. All
right.
You know how we do.
Let's go.
It makes sense because the wizard and the dragon boy can both do massive attacks.
Dragon man.
Dragon man.
So you separate.
Straight up.
Two of you are going to the west, which is who? The fighter and the ranger are going west. Rogue and the wizard are going north. Okay. Yeah. You guys separate. You open the doors. I'll start with the west.
Yeah.
Appears to be a storeroom.
Yes, we stepped in it, old Kaltar.
Pressed into service as living quarters.
Huh. Okay.
Two double bunks stand against the wall near the door, while barrels and crates fill the southwestern half of the chamber. And you also see 3 red brand ruffians. Roll initiative.
Ah, shit.
3 of them?
Yes.
Are we killing people? Nah, I just wound.
Now,
while they're fighting, guys, we're going to find some luscious maidens and stuff. It's going to be
good. I know, right?
We've chosen wisely.
Nah, guys, nothing over here.
All right.
You guys go north. Thick dust covers the flagstones of this somber hallway. The walls are decorated with faux columns every 10 feet, and the double doors at the west end of the hall are sheathed in copper plate, now green with age. A relief carving of a mournful angel graces the doors. So basically what you see is a hallway, instead of small little flagstones, huge flagstones on the floor. And it's decorated. It's got fake columns holding up the roof. You see the big double doors with two angels. And that is all you see. And you hear some kind of commotion from behind. Alright, so what everybody all go ahead and roll initiative.
Alright, what am I rolling for initiative? 20?
20 sided die. Am I, plus adding? Your initiative.
Okay.
Yes, plus 4.
So, Natalie, what did you get?
Alright, I got a 9 plus 4, so 13.
Quell.
15, 16,
17. Kane.
12.
Keltar.
21.
Wow.
Nice.
Silent 21.
He's killing it with the initiative.
I get a 21. Get a 21 when I don't need it. Yeah. I get a 6 when I need it.
I got a rock. I pull out my staff of thunder and lightning.
So, Kaltar, when we hear the disturbance, we are just going to genuinely believe that they got it, right?
They're the ones who decided to split off and go a different way, so I guess we can let them see how they handle this.
Okay.
I mean, we can always pop over there if we really need to.
I mean, I can live with my decisions.
If we hear somebody go, come help us, mother!
That's the rule. If you scream for help, or if you just say, Sue! Then we know to come running.
Oh, yeah.
But if I don't hear the Sue, then...
Okay, so you guys are staying out of the fight for now?
Yeah. They don't even know. They hear the commotion.
We hear who the hell are you? And there's some kind of commotion back there.
But you don't know me. I'm thinking about
these big double doors with these angels on it.
I was still hoping.
So, are they female angels or are they like naked baby, like Cupid angels?
Oh, church.
It's a baby angel in a t-shirt tie.
With a t-shirt that has the tuxedo, t-shirt on the baby Cupid.
There's one angel, a mournful angel graces the doors. Relief carving.
Oh, it's a pretty angel.
All right, well.
Okay, what do you do?
So it's not creepy.
All right, I've got
three
a mission.
Red Brand ruffians.
You got higher than me.
Oh boy, I guess I'm going to have to. I don't want to ask questions now.
Go ahead.
They're drawing their swords and charging at you.
Oh, fuck. All right. Looks like I'm going to have to take my longbow and make an example out of the first one that's closest to me.
Okay, go ahead. Take a shot. Roll d20.
Thunk. Plus 8. That's a 13.
He needed it.
I'm saying.
The arrow hits the armor, but doesn't look like it penetrates.
That was a warning shot, unless you tell me what I need to know.
I'm still charging.
Go ahead and roll intimidation.
What, is that a 20 also?
Yes. It's a disadvantage, though, because you're outnumbered.
God damn it. Intimidation is 2.
Roll 2d20.
You got a 5.
Then take the lower number.
Oh, 2d20. Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, 3's definitely...
Oh, take the lower number. Oh, yeah, that's not going to help.
Okay.
God damn it.
That's okay. It was worth a shot.
Yeah, you know.
It's worth a shot. Okay, all Kane, right. What do you do?
I'm going to shoot a lightning bolt. We'll
say you get 2 of them.
2?
Yes.
But we're in a small room, right?
No, it's actually a decent-sized room. It's a barracks. There's just only happens to be 3 red brands here at the moment. Mm.
Well, are they still charging?
Yeah.
Yeah, get them.
So if I hit the middle one, my area of effect would hit.
No, it's a line.
Oh, they're in a line.
No. Your breath weapon lightning. Is a line attack.
Your lightning is a line.
All
right. Well. It's just a bolt of lightning shoots out.
Before you roll, you gotta say.
Oh. Can I use my action surge to also try to attack
the guy? Yes, you can.
To try to attack the other guy?
Yes, right. You can.
Nice move.
So I'll use my action surge.
First roll the damage of your lightning breath.
Okay, by the power you got.
Oh, no.
That's not the base.
Those are d20s.
No. You're supposed to roll your damage. It's 2d6.
Oh, thank God.
There you go.
2d6.
Woo!
4 and a 2.
Six.
And is there anything on
that? Yeah. That's
no.
12.
2d6, that's it.
Mm. So 6 damage.
Wow, that's good.
No.
This is your first one.
Yeah.
And now you have to roll 1d6 for the other guy, or is it still
2? No, just... You roll the damage. One of them got hit directly. The other one got grazed.
And now he has to do another one.
No. He just rolls damage once. The line goes through two of them.
He's talking about the sword.
Yes. No, two. Now you roll an attack for the sword. Okay.
D20.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Well,
that's a 9.
That's a plus 6, so that's a 15.
Thank goodness.
That hits.
15. And now you do one damp, one... D6 for damage, plus 4. That's 9.
9?
Don't have Germans.
Okay, you hit two of them with the breath weapon. The one is charging Ralph, you just attacked.
Mm-hmm.
You did how much? 9 damage?
9.
That's a lot of damage.
Nice. I needed that help. Notorious slow starter. Ask any woman I've been with.
So it is now the Red Brand's turn.
Come at
they're
me,
not
bro.
Dead?
No, they're not dead.
They got armor.
And it's lightning and a sword.
Yeah.
All right. On a D6.
Armor absorbs a lot.
Okay. Oh, let's see.
I got this.
Come at me.
They are two weapon fighters.
Shit.
They've drawn two short swords.
I'm close to saying help. Not yet. Come on, miss. Miss me. Miss me.
Ralph, what's your AC?
My armor class 15.
One hits, one misses.
Mm. Grace.
Six damage.
Jeff! Shit! Six?
You have 22.
I know.
You have a defense of 22?
Or I have hit points, 22.
Jesus.
Okay, one of them's attacking you.
Had a great roll.
Both short swords.
Both missed.
One miss, one hit.
Oh, it only takes one.
Actually, he took minimum damage that time. 3 damage.
All right.
And the third one.
Third?
Yeah, shit. There's 3 of them in here.
Come at me.
He's going to also attack you.
Of course.
Why not?
Big deal.
One hit, one miss. Actually, no. He rolled a 1, so that's a very bad miss. Usually, when I roll a 1, I cancel their other attacks. He either overswung or he slipped while he was fighting, and I'm gonna cancel his other attack.
Nice.
So, but I do the same to you guys too. If you got like 3 attacks per round, and one of them's a fumble, which is a natural 1,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to cancel your other attacks.
Right.
You're going to have to spend the rest of your action regaining your
footing.
Composure.
Mm-hmm. You have to spin around like Curly on the floor and go, whoa.
Yes, spin around like Curly. Oh, Larry Cheese! All right, it is back to you, Natali.
All right.
You are in melee with one of these guys, which means to shoot your bow, you'd be at disadvantage.
All right, I'll use my hand axe then. Okay. How much of a disadvantage? Like a
you roll 2d20
like
and take the lower
you
number.
And you pull out your sucks. Bow right now.
All right, I'll use a hand axe instead. Is he close to me?
Yes, he's in melee with you.
Yeah, in melee. But I was still going to throw it.
any range attack is going to be a disadvantage because he's in melee with you.
Yeah. All right, close. Fine.
What are you doing? Just all right,
I'll take a hand axe to.
You're too close. Then.
To the dome.
Yeah.
What has no armor?
You
on
look
it?
Like when those old timey guys would fight Superman and they would shoot the gun and it wouldn't work and they throw it at him and Superman's like, it's not gonna work.
Roll a d20 for your hand axe.
All right. Done and done.
No plus.
Oh, it jumped.
No, it will.
You got 14.
14.
14
6.
Plus 2.
That's 20.
Plus
your strength modifier.
Strength 0.
So, plus 2 to use as a melee weapon.
Oh, awesome.
So, you still got 16. That's a hit.
Sweet.
So, go ahead and roll the damage.
What's my damage?
No, whatever it is.
1d6?
Yeah, 1d6, and your strength is 0, so it's just d6. Yeah. He's fighting in melee now, so...
Yeah, you got +6, bro.
No, if he's throwing
it. If I'm throwing it.
That's a range attack. That's a versatile weapon.
6.
No pluses.
When you use a weapon as a melee attack, you're using your strength. Mm-hmm. These numbers came off of his dex. Dex is when you're firing something.
Oh, that's what I'm good at. Because you told me on the rapier I got +4.
That's because the versatile weapon allows you to use either number in the higher one.
Mm. Okay.
Hand axe, if he's not throwing it, let's see. Maybe the hand axe is versatile.
Yeah, because.
Let me see if the hand axe, I don't know if it is versatile. I didn't write it. Let me double check. Because
I got dagger and I got 2. I have a +4 and then I also got the +4 because
the hand axe is not a versatile weapon.
Okay.
He cannot substitute his dex if he uses a melee weapon.
Okay.
He is severely wounded.
Nice.
He's backing up. He's disengaging.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Tell us what we want to know. Who does number 2 work for?
Damn, 3 times!
Kane, your turn.
Alright, well, I'm going to slice and dice.
Alright, roll 2d20.
+19 and 11,
he's
but you get plus
up. 6. Yeah, those both hit.
Choppity chop.
So roll your damage twice.
Can I just do 2 6?
Yeah, and add your...
Add your plus to it.
Yeah, twice.
+4. So this is a 6 and 8.
6 and 8. 14 points. He is dead.
Damn!
Yeah, man, you're rolling with the real one.
Brought the right kid with me. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's Redbrand's turn. He just dropped his partner, so he's no longer helping his partner, so he cannot get advantage on you.
Alright.
But, which is good. But he's still attacking with 2 weapons.
Miss both.
Block those.
Hit and a hit.
Oh, shit. Sorry, baby, I'll heal you up.
9 points damage.
I know.
Take 2 blows.
Ooh. 2 9s?
No, 9 points total.
Okay.
So you're down to an 8.
I don't know. I'm not good at
He's the last one, right?
No. One of them's backing up. He's still up.
Yeah, he's backing up.
You're down to an 8. Okay.
What do you do, Ralph?
The guy that's backing up, we're going to ask that guy questions. But the guy that just attacked, I'm going after him for hitting my dog.
You can shoot this guy now. And you'll no longer be a disadvantage.
Oh, yeah. He's about to get thunked with an arrow. I take out my long bow, and he's getting an arrow to El Doma Rooney. 15 plus 6.
It hits.
I mean, 8. 23.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
1d8.
No pluses?
6.
No pluses?
No, it's just a bow.
Yeah. An arrow.
But I thought he was a master.
Hey, master can I level up a little bit? I'm a deuce.
Wait till we get some better arrows, man.
I'm saying, this is made out of dogwood tree.
Later on, enchanted bows and weapons that do more damage. Plus, he'll have more attacks per round as he goes higher.
As this guy did.
The only one who won't is Kurt, but Kurt's single attack gets so nasty that he doesn't need multiple attacks per round. Okay. Oh, and of course, Frank, you can never cast more than one spell.
Is the guy dead?
No, he's not dead.
What's his damage?
He's hurting, but he's still pretty good. They surrender.
No surrender.
Nice.
No surrender.
Because they drop their swords and surrender.
Stop right there.
Pick up your
guys!
Sword. No. No help.
No, we don't want help. Just let them know, hey, we got other people. And other people.
No, you can play your character, man. You can go up and chop them down if you want.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
The time is evens right now, so we would get no intimidation factor.
Oh, they're definitely, if they surrendered, they're definitely intimidated.
Yeah. All
right, then we're gonna ask them some questions about
The black spider.
No, not that one. The glass.
Oh, glass staff.
Glass staff. Where's glass staff and where's the ogre?
Ogre.
Oh, the one-eyed
monster. I heard tale of a.
Where's the one-eyed monster?
Don't ask that.
I believe it's just an eye monster.
Meet me in the alley.
They start to disrobe. What are these guys going to do to us?
Show it to me!
I was just getting a ride. We were all just getting a ride.
I'm Donner. Pull yourself together.
Come on, let's get in character.